Well, if you have your Bibles this morning, you can turn with us to Matthew. Matthew chapter number 28. Matthew chapter 28 this morning. And again, it's hard to believe that here we are now halfway through, a little more than halfway through our missions emphasis month here in the month of April. And up to this point, we've seen not only several missionaries that we've had in, but also we've seen from the Word of God and through the messages this month why it's important for a church to have a missions emphasis, why it's important for a church to have a missions conference. We've seen from the New Testament that the New Testament is a missionary book, and then this past Wednesday night, from the book of Psalms, we saw how even in the Old Testament, we can find missions in the Old Testament as well. But now, as we think about missions, we need to be reminded that missions is not just sending somebody out of a church halfway around the world to a foreign country, but missions actually begins right here at home. Missions begins with you, and missions begins with me being a witness to our lost neighbors, our lost friends, our lost relatives, those that we are close with, and that's where missions is to begin. And this morning, I want us to see here from Matthew chapter 28, and it's our Lord's last command, which ought to make it our first priority. Our Lord's last command, which ought to make it our first priority. You're there in Matthew chapter 28, and I'd invite you to look there with me, beginning at verse number 18. Verse number 18, the Bible says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." And so here what we have in Matthew chapter 28 is what is commonly referred to as the Great Commission. This, of course, is our Lord's final command to his disciples before he is ascended up into heaven to where he now sits today at the right hand of God the Father, waiting for the Father to tell him to come back and bring us as his children home. But this is the final command. This is the final commission that he has given to his people. This is the final command. This is the final commission he has given to his church. And we see he gives us a plan for being missionaries right where we are. He gives us a blueprint, if you will, for being a witness right where we are in our community. That's what I want us to see this morning. And there's several things we see. And the first thing we see is the plan. We see the plan. And the plan is very simple. We see it here in chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. And that is, we are to win them. In verse number 18, the Bible says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." So the very first thing that we are to do in this plan is to win them, is to see them saved, is to see them trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And the only way that we're going to do that, the only way that we're going to see people saved, the only way we're going to see people trust Christ as their Savior is if we go. You know, you think about the word gospel this morning, right? G-O-S-P-E-L. Well, what are the first two letters in the word gospel? G-O. What does that spell? Go. And so if we're ever going to get the gospel out, we're going to have to go. We're going to have to eventually get outside of the comfort zone of the four walls of the church and go out and win them to Christ, see them saved. Now, there's many different ways we can see somebody saved. There's many different ways we can go and tell somebody. We can go and we can go door to door. We can go and share the gospel that way. We can set up a booth at a parade or at a fair. We can, before we leave the church, we can take a handful of gospel tracts. And as we're going throughout our week, when we go to the grocery store, or if we go out to a restaurant, or if we're wherever it is, we can leave a gospel tract and leave the gospel that we don't know who's going to pick that up. But the first part of this plan is to win them. And then the second part of the plan is to wet them. So after we get them saved, after we get them to trust Christ as their Savior, we see there in verse number 19, the Bible says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." That's the salvation part. That's getting them saved. And then we see there the second part, that it's separated by a comma, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So after we get them saved, then we are to get them baptized. Then they are to follow the Lord in believers' baptism, because that is the first step of obedience to the Lord. And then after we baptize them, verse number 20, the Bible says, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." So now this is the third part of the plan, and that is to warn them. That is to disciple them. That is to teach them. That is now to teach them everything that we possibly can from this Bible, from this book, from Genesis to Revelation. Years ago, Dr. W.A. Criswell, he became the pastor of the First Baptist Church of Dallas. And when he went into the First Baptist Church of Dallas, he was led to the Lord to, he wanted to teach his church the entire Bible, Genesis to Revelation. It took him 17 years to get from Genesis to Revelation, teaching his church the entire Bible, Genesis to Revelation, just line upon line, precept upon precept. What does the Bible say? What does the Word of God say? And when he left, his successor, Dr. O.S. Hawkins, said that he was left one of the most biblical literate churches he had ever seen, because they immersed themselves in the Bible. They immersed themselves in the Word of God. That's the third part of the plan, to teach them, to warn them. That's what the Sunday School Hour is all about, to teach you these precepts. And so we see the plan this morning. Go, if you would, Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16 this morning. Gospel of Mark chapter 16. And so we see the plan. But then, secondly, this morning, we see the program. We see how we're to go about initiating the plan. Mark chapter number 16 and verse number 16, or verse number 15, the Bible says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." So we have the plan. The plan is to win them. The plan is to warn, to wet them. The plan is to warn them. We're to see them saved. We're to see them baptized. We're to see them discipled. We're to see them taught what the Bible says. But how do we go about that? Because, you know, there's a lot of people that need to be saved. There's a lot of people that need to be baptized. There's a lot of people that need to be discipled. There's a lot of people that need to be taught. Well, how are we to do it? Number one, we're to go into all the world. That means every place that we come in contact with, that's our world. That's where we're to go. And we're to preach the gospel to every creature. So everybody we come in contact with is a potential mission field. Everybody that we come in contact with is somebody that potentially needs to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And so we see that this is the program, this is the method in which we accomplish the plan that the Lord Jesus Christ has set out. And then go over, if you would, Luke chapter 24. Gospel of Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. And so we see the plan. We see how we accomplish the plan through the program. And now we see, well, where's the place we ought to go? Because again, there's a lot of different places we could go to be a witness for Christ. So where are we to go? Luke chapter 24. And notice there, if you would, verse number 47. Luke chapter 24 and verse number 47. The Bible says, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name, notice what it says, among all nations. But now notice this, beginning at Jerusalem. So now here's where to be a witness. Here's how we're to accomplish the plan through the program in the place that the Lord has called us to. The gospel is to go to all nations. That's worldwide missions, all nations. But then we see here, he says, beginning at Jerusalem. Our first responsibility is to be a witness right here at home, is to be a witness right here in our backyard for Christ, to that lost friend, to that lost family member, to that one that we know needs the Lord Jesus Christ. This right here, Sarah, Athens, Waverly, Pennsylvania, this is our Jerusalem. This is where we need to be witnessing for Christ. Look, if you would, John chapter 20. Gospel of John chapter 20. And you notice we're going in kind of a sequential order, because the Lord has laid out for us these things in his word so that there can be no mistake on how to be a missionary right where we are. John chapter 20. And notice there, if you would, verse number 19. Because we have now the plan, how we're to be a missionary. Win them, wet them, warn them. We're to see them saved. We're to baptize them. We're to then disciple them and see them grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We then see the program, how we accomplish that plan. We see then where we're supposed to go. But then the question becomes, well, you know, and a lot of people feel this way, well, I'm not comfortable talking to people, or I'm not comfortable sharing my faith or handing out a gospel tract or knocking on a door. You say, how could we possibly do that? I mean, it takes a lot of nerve. It takes a lot of, you know, guts, so to speak. Well, notice there, if you would, verse 19, the Bible says, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, when the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. And then notice, if you would, verse 21. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And so we see here that when the Lord sends us someplace, and the Lord gives us a command, and the Lord gives us this opportunity to be a missionary, when he sends us, he gives us this peace to go ahead and knock that door. He gives us that peace. You know, you ever talk to somebody, you're trying to invite them to church, or you're trying to share your faith or whatever the case may be. And at first you might feel your knees buckling or some butterflies in your stomach, but then all of a sudden that feeling seems to pass. And all of a sudden you're talking to them about the Lord. You're talking to them about church. You're inviting them to church. You say, what is that? That's the peace that God gives to us. You know, the same thing is true. You know, how many of us we've ever went and we visited somebody in the hospital, right? And they might have gotten a life-altering diagnosis. And, you know, you're planning to go up and visit them, but you have no idea what you're going to say. You have no idea what possibly you can talk about or what you're going to do to or say to make them maybe feel a little bit better. And you're just kind of, you want to go see them, but you're also kind of worried a little bit. But then you get up there and then all of a sudden you start talking and you're visiting and they're visiting. You say, what is that? That's the peace that God gives us in those situations, in those circumstances. And he gives us just that. But not only does he give us peace about it this morning, go over, if you would, Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. And notice there, if you would, verse number 8. So not only does he give us peace when we witness for him, but then he also gives us the power to witness for him. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." And so we see here that when we go and we witness to that person, we talk to them about the Lord, we invite them out to church. Guess what? Here's the encouragement this morning. We're not doing it by ourselves. We're not doing it in our own power. We're going and we have his power there with us. He is indwelling us with his Holy Spirit to be a witness that person, to be a witness to that lost friend or family member or acquaintance that we know down at the grocery store or whatever the case may be. And so we see the Lord gives us power to be a witness for him this morning. But then go back, if you would, Matthew chapter 28, back where we began this morning. And so we see here our Lord's final command, which ought to be our first priority, our Lord's final commission before he is ascended to the right hand of God the Father, his final words here to his people, to his disciples, and in essence to us as his church. And as we look at it, we are needing to ask ourselves the question, am I missions-minded or mammon-minded? And we see here that these verses not only give us the plan for being a missionary right where we are, it not only gives us the plan for sharing Christ, but it also gives us a plan on the place, the type of place that a church ought to be. The very first place we see here that a church ought to be is a place where people are born again. A church ought to be a place where people, they walk the aisle, they come when the invitation is given, and they, if they need to be saved, this is a place where they can know they can come and get saved. This is a place where people are born again. Notice there, if you would, verse number 18 and 19. The Bible says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and earth." Look at what it says. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Again, that's the salvation part. That's the winning them part. That's them getting born again part. That's them trusting Christ as their Savior part. And a church ought to be a place where people are born again, where people are saved. And guess what? When people come forward and they get saved and they trust Christ as their Savior, the church ought to be a place that rejoices in that person's salvation. It ought to be a place that rejoices when somebody comes and gets saved. The Bible says there's rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. How much more rejoicing should there be in the church when someone comes and gets saved, when someone comes and trusts Christ as their Savior? So we see it's a place that where people are born again. But then secondly, the church is a place where people are baptized. The church is a place where people are baptized. Notice there again, verse 19. The Bible says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." Notice what it says, "baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." Before the Lord ascended to the right hand of God the Father, he gave two ordinances to his church. One is the Lord's Supper, and one is baptism. And the church ought to be a place where people are baptized. When they get saved, the very first step of obedience is to be baptism by immersion, showing on the outside what Christ has done for them on the inside. And just like, you know, we rejoice when they get saved, we ought to rejoice when they get baptized. We ought to rejoice when they follow the Lord in believers' baptism. But then we see not only is it a place where people are born again, where people are baptized, thirdly, we see it's a place where people are built. It's a place where people are built. Notice verse number 20. The Bible says, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." And so, after they get born again, after they get baptized, then they're to be built up in the faith. Then they're to be taught the Word of God so that they can grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that they go from being that babe in Christ and feeding on the milk of the Word to now they become mature in Christ, feeding on the meat of the Word of God, where they are growing and growing and being what Christ would have them be. It's a place where people are built in their faith, but not only just built in their faith, it's a place where people are built in general. You know, the world out there, it beats us up enough. We ought not to come to a church where we think, man, do I get hazard pay today? No, when we come here, we ought to be built up. We ought to encourage each other. We ought to love on one another. We ought to have an encouraging word for one another. It's a place where people are to be built. And then we see there in verse 20, the Bible says, "Teaching them to observe all things." All things. You know what that teaches us? Fourthly this morning, a church is a place where people are busy. A church is a place where people are busy. You know, there's always work to do in the church. There's always something that needs to be done. There's always, and I'm not just talking about, you know, physically around the property and things like that, but there's always going to be somebody that needs to be witnessed to. There's always going to be needing somebody to be encouraged in their faith. There's always going to be somebody that needs to be taught in their faith. And there's always going to be needing somebody to be built in their faith. And that's going to, you know, if we're going to teach them all things, that's going to take a little while. That's going to keep us busy for a little while. But a church ought to be a place where people are busy. And so we see here this morning our Lord's final command. It ought to be our first priority. Yes, we ought to love missions. We ought to love missionaries, but it starts right here at home. It starts right here where we are. Because listen, if we're not reaching our Jerusalem, then we can give as much money as we want to missions around the world, but we're missing the point. We're missing the boat if we do not win our Jerusalem to Christ. And so this morning, as we think about our Lord's final command, I hope that we'll make it our first priority. I hope that we will look at the plan, we'll put it into the program, we'll go to the place that the Lord has told us to go, and we would do it with His peace and His power, and seek to have the church to be a place where people are born again, where people are baptized, where people are built, and where people are busy. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask His blessing on our morning today.